Today's share is Masechta Sukkot Daf Chav Ches, and we will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph on the second line. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Reb Elezer, Sheshavas Begolal HaElyon. Reb Elezer once spent a Shabbos in Golal HaElyon, Vishaluha Shloshim Halachos Behilchas Sukkot. And he was asked 30 different questions regarding Hilchas Sukkot. Shtayim Esrim Emlam Shemati. On 12 questions he responded, because they said, I heard a ruling from my Rebbe regarding these issues. On 18, he ever said, I did not hear a psak regarding these questions, and therefore he did not respond. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Aymer, Chilfa Dvarim. It was just the reverse. On 18, he said, I heard, and he responded. On 12, he said, I did not hear, and he therefore did not respond. Amrloi, so they said to him, Kol dvarecha eino ela pip shmur, do you only answer what you had heard from your Rebbe before teaching? Amlehem, so he told them, Hiskatani loymar, now you're forcing me to say something that I never heard from my Rebbe. And he tells them, I want to tell you some of the things how I act. No one ever comes to Beis Medrash before I do. And Mefarshim explained that that is the reason why the first Tana mentioned in Shas, the first Tana mentioned in Masechta Brachos is Reb Elezer, since he was always careful to be the first one in that came to the Beis Medrash, he merited that he should be the first Tana mentioned in Shas. V'lo yishanti b'Beis Medrash, lo yishinas kva v'lo yishinas arai. I do not sleep in the Beis Medrash, not a fixed sleep, not even a nap. And the Mefarshim explained, if he didn't take a nap, he certainly didn't go to sleep in the Beis Medrash. So they explained he did not take a nap during the day, and he did not take a shinas kva at night. V'lo yinachti odem Beis Medrash v'yotzasi. I never leave anyone in the Beis Medrash and leave. I'm always the first to come and last to leave. V'lo yisachti sichas chulin. I do not stam talk. And the Mefarshim explained, even though we learned earlier in the Masechta that sichas chul talmid chachamim tzricha limud, there's a lot to be learned from what the talmid chachamim say, even in their regular talk. Still, he was careful never just to talk. It's still not as good as learning, and he always spent his time learning. And I never repeated something I didn't hear from my Rebbe, and therefore I now had to disclose to you that I don't answer questions that I did not hear the answer for or did not hear explicitly from my Rebbe. So the Mefarshim asked if the entire point of what he was trying to make was that he didn't say something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and that's why he didn't answer the questions that he didn't have that Messiah for. So why did he have to speak about all the other things that he did, that he got up, that he was the first in the yeshiva and he was the last in the yeshiva? So the Ben Eshchai explains, the people might have thought, if Reb Elezer is a person that only repeats what he explicitly heard from his Rebbe, he won't have much to say. So he told them, I spent a lot of time in the Beis Medrash. I came early, I left late, so I did learn a lot, and I did hear a lot, and therefore you do not have to be concerned that I will not be able to impart Divrei Torah to you, that because I have a lot that I Baruch Hashem learned. Continues the Gemara. Amar Alav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yom Alav Soch Sichas Chulin. He never spoke idle talk. Leholach Arba Amos Blei Torah Blei Tefillin. He never went for Amos without Torah or Tefillin. And as the Mefarshim say, tefillin he certainly could have not always worn, because we hold that you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. But whatever, he always either wore tefillin or Torah. The Rechaim HaKadosh explains, it says in the Pasuk, in Buchukhoisai Teilechu. Says the Aruch Chaim that tefillin are called a choik. So he says, in b'chukaisai telechu, a person should always go b'chukaisai, wearing the tefillin. V'loi kadma adam beis medrash, no one ever came before him to the beis medrash. V'loi yoshim beis medrash lashinus kvav lashinus arai. V'loi hira b'mvoyis atanoifis. In unclean alleyways, he did not think divrei Torah. So Farshim explained, either what he was trying to say is that even though al pidin, you're not allowed to speak divrei Torah in such places, but you're allowed to think divrei Torah in such places, he was careful even not to think in such places divrei Torah. Or another pshat is, even though we just are learning how involved he was in learning, so we would think that it would be difficult for him to control himself from thinking about divrei Torah. Says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, where I'm allowed to learn, I learned. And where I wasn't allowed to learn, I was able to control myself from learning. He did not leave anybody in the Beis Medrash and go out. No one ever found him sitting idle. He was constantly sitting and learning Torah. And the Farshim explained that what the Madrega here. The Madrega here was that he was an active participant in the shir. He didn't just sit quietly. He took an active participation in the shir. V'leipasach adam delos l'tamidov. He would never, no one else opened up the doors for Talmidim, elhu ba'atzmai. And again, the point is that he wanted to welcome as many Talmidim. He wanted to be Marbitz Torah and welcome as many Talmidim to the yeshiva as possible. He never said anything they didn't hear from his Rebbe. Furthermore, he was never one to say, it's time to leave the Beis Medrash, besides in Erev Pesach, where they're supposed to go home early to start to stay there on time before the children fall asleep, Erev Yom Kippur, when there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And so too did Rebbe Lezer, his Talmud, follow him. Asked Mefarshim, we began the shir that Rebbe Lezer said that you're forcing me to say things that I do, even though I really never repeat what I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Asked the Mefarshim, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did all these things. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was Rebbe Lezer's Rebbe, did all these things. Why couldn't he repeat these things? So Mefarshim explained, the Masha says that even though he heard these, even though he saw these things from his Rebbe, he never heard his Rebbe teach them. And he was so careful that not only did he not say things that he didn't learn from his Rebbe, he didn't even repeat things that he heard from his Rebbe. He didn't even repeat things unless he heard his Rebbe explicitly teaching them. But I saw from Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chaim Shmulevitz says that it's difficult to understand that a person like Rebbe Lezer or any great Talmud Chacham would not have his own chedushim, would not have his own original insights in learning Torah, that we say that everything he learned was, or he only said what he heard from his Rebbe. Says Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz, what the Gemara means to say, what Rebbe Lezer meant to say was, he learned what his everything he said, he examined before he said it. Is this something my Rebbe would have said? Before he gave a decision in halacha, is this the way my Rebbe would have paskened? Before he said a dvar Torah, is this a dvar Torah my Rebbe would have said? Tana Rabbanan, Shmonim Talmidim Hayla Lehil Azakin. Hil Azakin had 80 Talmidim. Shlosh Mehem Ruya Shetish Aleim Shechina Kamash Rabbeinu. 30 was so great that they were deserving that the Shechina should be on them, just like the Shechina was on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mefarshim asked, the pasuk says, "V'lekam navi b'Yisrael k'moisha." There was no navi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could anybody ever come to that madrega that the Gemara should say that they were worthy that the Shechina should be on them? So Mefarshim answer, the Chassam Soif answers, what the Gemara says is that all 30, what the Gemara means to say is that all 30 together were worthy to come to the Madrega of Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu, not each one individually. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Madrega on himself. And he explains that's why the Torah uses the words "V'loikom Navi Oid BeYisrael Kamosha," rather than saying "V'loikom BeYisrael Navi Kamosha." The pasuk is teaching us to tell us "V'loikom Oid Navi BeYisrael," that Klal Yisrael doesn't have one individual like Moshe, but together as a group, there may be individuals. The Ben Ish Chai explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, what the pasuk means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu had a sustained situation of the Nevuah being with him. What the Gemara here says that they were worthy to be on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Gemara means to say is that they would have had the Nevuah, but not on that same constant basis. And the Mefarshim say, so why didn't they have the Shechina on them? Because they lived in a time where the people were Bali Aveira, and that prevented them from reaching the Madrega of Nevuah. V'shloish mem ruim shetam lehem cham kishubanun. 30 was so great that the sun should stop like it stayed in the time of Yeshubanun. Ask the Mefarshim, why doesn't it say like it stayed in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? By Moshe Rabbeinu, the sun also stayed. So the Aruch HaNair answers that by Moshe Rabbeinu, when the sun stood still, it was a nes, but it was not a nes that Moshe Rabbeinu requested. Yeshua requested that the sun should stand, and that's why it's a greater nes. Asar Rabbeinim, and 20 were average. Gol Shebekulin, the greatest of them all, was Yonasan ben Izuil. Katan Shebekulin, the smallest of the group, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says the Gemara, Omer Lava, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was said regarding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shleiniach Mikro Mishnah Gemara. There was no Torah Shebiksav, no Mishnayis, no Gemara. Halachas Vagodois, the Gdukei Torah, the Gdukei Sforim, which refer to the different Rabbonons, Kal V'Chamurim, Gzeir Shavus, Tekufis, our astronomy, Gematrios. Rashi says that sometimes the letters of the Torah could be looked at as a code to teach us different halachas, or the numerical value, Sichas Malachi Ashores, the language of the Malachim, Sichas Shedim, the language of the Shedim, Sichas the Kolim, even the language of the trees. Rashi says that he doesn't know what these things are exactly. The Mefarshim say that these things were used to write Kameis. Mishalos Kofsim, Mishalos Shualim. Parables regarding launderers and faxes. These are different types of way Musa was said to Klal Yisrael using these Mishalim. Dava Kotten, Dava Godel, V'Dava Kotten. Says in Gemara, what is a Dava Godel? Maisim Makova. In Yecheskel, the Torah describes, the Navi describes how it works in Shemayim. Dava Kotten is Havayis Dabayi V'Rova. What Abayi and Rova teach us throughout Shas. So Mefarshim ask, how can we call what Abayi and Rava teach us as a Dover cotton? So Mefarshim explain, the Rav Shlomo Kluger explains this way. He says that Dover cotton Abayi and Rava is that Abayi and Rava, their Divrei Torah, speak about mundane, everyday life. About Baba Kama Shor Shenoga Chasapara, an axe hits a cow. They speak about Baba Kama and Baba Metzia and Gittin, all the various everyday parts of our life. They brought Kedusha into our everyday life. And I saw Marshall to explain this. There are two types of people that could be working in an Avodas HaKodesh. One could be a Shaychet and one could be a Seifer. They both are serving the community with very important roles, but the shaychet is working with animals and blood, and the cipher is working with sifrei Torah and klaf. They're both people that the community needs. Just they work in different ways. Says the Gemara, v'kayim ha'shenemar, to speak about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lahanchel oyev yesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the people that love him something of significance, v'etriseim amalei, and he fulfills their storehouses. Says the Ben Ish Chai, what the pasuk here is teaching us is that when a person begins to learn The Gemara described of the great knowledge and wisdom Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had, explains the Ben Ish Chai, what the Gemara is teaching us is that a person just has to begin to learn, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpi on him, tremendous knowledge, and not only knowledge in Torah, they know astronomy, and they know math, all because they spend time learning Torah. Says the Gemara, this was the Madrega of the smallest person, Gosh Bekolom, Alach Kama Kama, how much should be said about the greatest? And the Taka said regarding about Yonis ben Uzziel, who the Gemara identified as the greatest of the Talmidim, when he sat and learned Torah, any bird that flew over him, Miyad Nisraf, was burnt. And Tosfos explained that just like the Torah was given Be'esh, so too, every time Yonis ben Uzziel sat and learned, it was like Kabbalah Satira all over again with that fire of Torah. The Chavetz Chaim, when learning this Gemara, would say, if this was the Madrega of the Talmidim of Hillel, how much more could we imagine Hillel HaZaken's Madrega was? And then if we go back a step and we look at Hillel being a Talmud of Shmaya v'Avtalion, how great they must have been. And if we keep on going back generation by generation, we will obviously realize that we can't even begin to understand the Madrega of the previous generations. Says the Mishnah, Misha Shirosh Rub of Sukkah, somebody whose head and most of his body is in the Sukkah, however Vishulchanai and his table is in the house. Beshamay Paislim, Beshamay say that this sukkah, this is possible, or Beisil Machshirim, and Beisil say it's acceptable. And as we learned earlier when we discussed the Shaila, there are two machloikas between Beshamay and Beisil. One machloikas says, what is the minimum size of the sukkah? Beshamay held it was Zion al Zion, and Beisil held it was smaller. And then there's another machlokes, which is reflected in our Mishnah, is if you have already a sukkah, which is the right size, but the table is not in the sukkah, is it a kosher sukkah or not? And there's a machlokes Rishonim, as we learned, if these two machlokes are connected, most Rishonim do connect the two machlokes, however the Baal HaMaor says that these two issues are separate issues. The Mefarshim discuss, when learning this Gemara, that certainly with the Raisa, when you have a sukkah, which is Zayin HaZayin Tfachim, it's a kosher sukkah. Just here, Chazal, according to Beis Shammai, made a gzeira that one should not sit in a sukkah when the table's in the house, a gzeira that perhaps you will follow the table. So from here, says the Prima Godim and many other Mepharshim, we see that the Rabbanan have the ability to say that even though you will Mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa, because you transgressed what we said, it's as if you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah even midaraisa. And the Shaul Sechuvus V'yan Yosef explains that that's what it says in the Pasuk, Eila HaMitzvahs, to teach us, Eila, if you do the mitzvahs as Chazal taught us to do the mitzvah, then you have fulfilled the mitzvah. But if not, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah, because Torah says, "Lo'sosim adavar shi'gidlcha yamin u'smol," and any other way is not considered having done the mitzvah properly. Darach Lener has a different approach to this Gemara. He says that once Beis Shammai teach us that there's a consideration, there's a concern that if the table's not in the sukkah, Shema Yimashach Achal Shulchanai, somebody sitting in a sukkah in which there isn't, the table is not there, the table's outside the sukkah, is not in the status of Teshvu Kain Taduru. And as we've learned so many times, that the requirement to sit in the sukkah is Teshvu Kain Taduru. Says the Gemara, Amlehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, "Lo kacha yimaisa." Wasn't there a story? Shalcha ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel. The ziknei Beis Shammai and the ziknei Beis Hillel went together levaker as Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharnes to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharnes. umatsu shayyoshev roshiru besukkah, and they found him that he and most of his body was in the sukkah. However, v'shulchanoi besoichabayis, the table was in the house, v'lai omer loi dover, and nobody said anything. So it's a proof that Shammai and the Beis Shammai agreed that this is an acceptable situation. And we remember the Gemara Masechta Ervin uses this as a proof that the Gemara says many times regarding Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, they were both Divrei Elokim Chayim, but why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel always respected Beis Shammai more, and this is one of the proofs, because here when Beis Hillel is speaking, they speak about Beis Shammai before they speak about Beis Hillel. Omlan Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, your proof is flawed. Misham Raya, Af Heim Amruloi, they actually did tell him, if this is the way you sit in the sukkah, like kayamta mitzvah sukkah meyamecha, you have never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah. And the Farshim ask, we're dealing with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They certainly only spoke the truth. So how can we have a machloikis what happened? So the Farshim explain that they went to visit Rav Yochanan ben Charnas, who was ill. When he was ill, he wasn't obligated to sit in the sukkah in the regular fashion. And therefore, they didn't tell him anything. That was what Beis Hillel remembered being the situation, that Beis Shammai seemingly was okay, was alright, with him sitting not completely in the sukkah. What they didn't realize, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, is that when Rav Yochanan ben Charnas was well, we went and we told him, now that you're well and you're completely obligated to sit in the sukkah, be careful to sit inside the sukkah, not the way you did previously with your table outside in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Nashim Avodim Ktanim, women, Avodim Ktanim and children, Turim and Sukkah, are exempt from the sukkah. A child who doesn't need his mother, chai b'sukkah, however, does have to sit in the sukkah. The Mefarshim ask, why are women exempt from sitting in the sukkah? Why don't we say a klal that we learned many times in Shas, af hein hayu be'oisa hanes, they were also in the nes of the sukkah. So some Mefarshim say that we only use the concept of af by the Rabbonans. However, this sukkah is a deraisa, and we don't use the halacha of afhein hayibaisanes. Another answer is that, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, there's a pasuk that teaches us that women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah, and since the Torah went out of the way to teach us that women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah, Chazal did not want to reverse what the Torah tells us, and that when the Torah tells us that they don't have to sit in the sukkah. Moreover, another teretz I saw is that we apply the rule of Af Hein Hayibayis HaNeis when they were the ones that made the neis, when they were the ones that caused the neis to happen. Although the women sat in the Anani HaKavod when we were in the Midbar, they weren't the cause of the Neis. And if they weren't the cause of the Neis, we don't say Athein Hayayis B'Neis. However, the minig is that women certainly may sit in the Sukkah. That's the way most Poskim say. And the question is, can they make a bracha leisha b'sukkah when they sit in the Sukkah? When they sit in the sukkah, which is really a very fundamental machloikus rishonim, by any mitzvah saseishas man groma that women are exempt from, may they make a brocha if they do the mitzvah. It's machloikus Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says women should not make a brocha on a mitzvah saseishas man groma. The Rabbeinu Tam says that women may, which is really a shaila, a machloik between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Says Ramosha that if one holds like the Rambam and does not allow a woman to make a bracha leisha b'sukkah, a woman should be careful that when she hears kiddush being said and then the husband says or whoever says leisha b'sukkah, she shouldn't say amen, because since she's not obligated to make that bracha, the amen would be a hefsek. The Shmir Shabbos Kachasai disagrees, and he says that even for someone who acts like Rambam and doesn't make a woman doesn't make a Leisha B'Sukkah, saying the Amen would not be a Hefsek. Says the Mishnah, Masav Yalda Kalosa Shalshama Hezokin. There's once a story that the daughter-in-law of Shammai had a baby, and Pichas as a maziva, they opened up the plaster of the roof over her bed, v'sicha gava meita b'shvil katan, and they put on, and they open, and they made tzchach so that the child should be able to sit in the sukkah. And the first one, of course, all ask, how could it be that a child, a newborn child, should be mechuyv to eat in the sukkah? So the mashal answers, it wasn't for the newborn baby. The newborn baby is a day old, doesn't have any inyan to sit in the sukkah. She had another child who was of age already, but was with its mother. And since the mother was just had a baby and was still in bed, so therefore the child, that for the benefit of that child, they made a sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Menani Mili. From where do we know that women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says regarding sitting in the sukkah, Kol Ezrach v'Yisrael yesh b'sukkas. Ezrach za Ezrach. Ezrach means every native, both men and women. Ha Ezrach, when the Torah adds the word hey, comes l'hoitzis and nashim, it comes to eliminate that women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Kol, but the word kol comes l'rabbis the katanim to include that children do have to sit in the sukkah. Amamar, so the Gemara reviews what we just learned in the Braisa. Ha'ezrach, the hay came l'hoitzis and nashim, to exclude women from sitting in the sukkah. Ask the Gemara, l'memra, so what does this seem to say? The Ezrach, that the word Ezrach on its own refers to bein nashim, bein gavrim mashma, both men and women. Vatanya asked the Gemara a question. It says in the pasuk regarding Yom Kippur, did the Torah use the word Ezrach? L'rabois esanoshim ha'ezrachios shechayavus be'inui. It comes to teach us that women are included in the chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. Alma Ezrach gavri mashma. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows: the pasuk says, the way this Bryce is learning is that Ezrach on its own means men alone. When the Torah uses the word Ha Ezrach, and it comes to include women also, which is just the opposite of what we did by Sukkah. By Sukkah, we said Ezrach means men and women, and the hay excludes the women. And here we're just learning the opposite. And again, the Mefarshim say there are two ways of explaining this Gemara. One way of explaining it is, here is what is the basic definition of the Ezrach? Does Ezrach mean men and women? Or does it mean men alone? We seem to have different approaches by Sukkah and by Yom Kippur. Or, how do we learn the hay? By Sukkot, the hay comes to exclude the women. And by Yom Kippur, the hay is coming to include women. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Hilchos Nidanu. Really, these halachas, men, are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. One of these halachas is really halacha l'moshe m'sinai, not a pasuk. V'smechil rabbanan akroi, the pasuk is just an asmachta. Ask the Gemara, hai kroi v'hai hilchoso. Which pasuk, which is based on a pasuk, and which is just halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Furthermore, ask the Gemara, v'su kroi l'mali, v'halacha hilchoso l'mali. Why do I need a pasuk, and why do I need a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Hasukkah mitzvah seishes man grama. Sukkah, we know, is a mitzvah seishes man grama. And as we know, kol mitzvah seishes man grama, noshim peturos. Women are exempt from mitzvah seishes man grama. Furthermore, Yom Kippurim, midrav Yehuda Merav nafka. Do we know that women have to fast in Yom Kippur? We'll learn from Yehuda Merav. Damar of Yehuda Merav, the king Tana the Beir of Ishmo, Omakra, the pasuk says, Isha Isha, Hishva Kosif, Ishvi Isha Lish L'chal Ein Shabbatayra. That even if we'll have a discussion regarding mitzvahs asay, regarding mitzvahs lois asay, men and women are certainly the same. And fasting Yom Kippur is a mitzvahs lois asay. You're not allowed to eat. So what's the question? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Lailam Sukkah Hilchasa. Really, sukkah is a halacha l'moshim Sinai that women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Vitzrich, yet we need a pasuk to teach us that women are exempt. Kusalkatat chamina. One would think, since the Torah says teishvu kein teduru, you should live in the sukkah the same way you live in your home. And madira, in your home it's ish v'ishtoi, it's your husband and wife together. Af sukkah ish v'ishtoi, sukkah should be that way too. Kamash malon, that the women do not have to sit in the sukkah. However, the Magen Avraham says, based on our Gemara, we can understand a psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says that in order to properly fulfill the concept of Teshuvah Kedura, it's commendable, if possible, to want to have a sukkah for sleeping and where he could sleep together with his wife. Says the Magen Avraham, we learned in our Gemara that women are exempt from the sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, women are exempt from the sukkah, but a man has to be in the sukkah teishvu kein teduru. He has to live in the sukkah like he lives at home. And just like he lives at home in his room, his bedroom, a husband and a wife sleep in the same bedroom, so too, if we really want to be mekayim, if a man really wants to be mekayim teishvu kein teduru, he should have a sukkah that looks like his bedroom, that he could have his wife sleep in the same sukkah as him. The Taz explains, based on the Gemara that we learned in the previous year, that since on Yontif there's a din of Samachta Atavet Pesecha, a person supposed to be Besimcha on Yontif, part of the Simcha of him and his family is to sleep in the same room as his wife. And that's why the Ramah tells us, says the Taz, that a person should sleep in, should have a sukkah where he could sleep with his wife. In fact, I saw from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld that if one has the option of having in the sukkah his wife or his child who's not yet bar mitzvah, it's preferable, says the Rabbi Yosef Chaim, to have your wife in the sukkah. Rav Amar, Rav gives a different reason why we needed a pasuk to teach us that women are exempt from sukkah. Isn't it a mitzvah to say shizman grama? Salkadat chamina. We would think the yal of chamish asa mimechag matzis. We should learn exeris shava from matzis. Ma'ala halan, just like by matzah, noshim chayovis. Women have to eat matzah. Afkan noshim chayovis. Here too, we should say that women should have to sit in the sukkah. Kamash malon. That's why we need this pasuk to teach us that, or this limita teaches that they're exempt. Says the Gemara, v'hash da amrit sukkah hilchasa, so now that we're saying that's halach l'moshim Sinai, that women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah, krol lomeli, what do we learn from the pasuk? Says the Gemara, salkad l'rabbis is a gerim. It comes to include that gerim have to sit in the sukkah. Because salkad ayat chamina, I would think, hezrach b'yisrael amar achmona, only someone who was born as a Jew, v'loyas a gerim, not the gerim, kamash malon, that they're obligated. And Mefarshim explain, why would I think that gerim are exempt from this mitzvah? Gerim are mechuyiv in all mitzvahs. Explain the Mefarshim, that since the sukkah, since the Yontif Sukkot commemorates our going out of the out of Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the Nanei HaKovid, the Gerim did not leave Mitzrayim, so perhaps they should not be obligated in sitting the Sukkah. That's why we need the Pasuk to teach us that they are obligated. Yom Kippurim, then the Gemara asks, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that women are obligated to fast on Yom Kippurim? Mirav Yehuda Mirav Nafka, it's a loisa say, and women are obligated in all mitzvahs loisa say. Says the Gemara, loy nitzrucha ela toisus sinai. It's coming to talk about that the halach is that before Yom Kippur, there's a din of toisus Yom Kippurim, that also applies to women. That even though we have to begin fasting before Yom Kippur actually begins, there is no lav, and there is no malchus. If one eats in that time, so we would think perhaps the loy neschayv noshim klal, the women are not obligated in that part of the Yom Kippur practice, kamash malon, that they are. Amamar, so we learned in the Braisa, kol l'rabbis is a ktanim. It came to teach us that ktanim are obligated to sit in the sukkah. Ask the Gemara v'atnan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah that noshim avadim ktanim p'turim in a sukkah? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Kam b'katan shegi l'chinuch, a child who reached the age of training is obligated to sit in the sukkah. Kan b'katan shloi gich l'chinuch, he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Ask the Gemara, katan shegi l'chinuch midrabanan hu, a child that comes to the age of chinuch, yes, he has to sit in the sukkah, but it's only a drabanan, it's not a pasuk. Says the Gemara, yes, midrabanan. The obligation is only with Rabbanan. The pasuk that was quoted, Kra, is a smach to Ba'almihi. Ask the Mefarshim, why do we need more than by any other yontif and a smachta to teach us that children should be included in the sukkah? So the Sfas Emes answers, as we said earlier, sukkahs has to be teishvu kein tiduru. Teshvu kein tiduru includes having your family with you. And that's the smachta. The smachta is teaching us, take your family with you, take your children to be with you in the sukkah. Another pshat that I saw is that since the sukkah, sitting in the sukkah, could be cold, so one would think that children maybe should be exempt from having to sit in the sukkah, because it's a little difficult to sit there. It teaches us the pasuk, bring your children into the sukkah. Katan shenet tzarech li'imay. The Mishnah said, a child who no longer needs his mother should be trained to sit in the sukkah. How do we determine when the child reaches that stage? A child who, when he uses the bathroom, so his mother does not have to clean him, he could clean himself. Any child that wakes up, and he doesn't call for his mother. Ask the Gemara, Ima Gedolim Namikara. Even older children, when they wake up, their first reaction is to call out for their mother. Ella Ema Kol Shanim Mishnasov Enikari Ima Ima. Wakes up and doesn't call Ima Ima. So the two Pshatim how to learn this Gemara. One Pshat is that he wakes up and he calls his mother only once. But if he's a child that calls his mother twice, he's not yet old enough to have to sit in the sukkah. Another pshat is that he wakes up and he calls for his mother. But if his mother doesn't come, he calms down by himself. If the child is not old enough that when he wakes up he calls his mother and doesn't quiet down until his mother actually comes, he's exempt from the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is a child who's 5-6 years old, and depending on how intelligent and bright the child is. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that a child, that if the child is at home and his parents are at home, certainly one should try to be machmer once the child is 5 years old. Masav Yadu Kalasot. So the Mishnah says there was a story where the daughter-in-law of Shammai had a baby and they opened up the sukkah immediately. Ask the Gemara, Masa Listar, we just finished learning that the Mishnah teaches us that when is a child obligated to sit in the sukkah? Only when he's at the age of chinuch. And he was saying that even when he's younger, he already has to have a sukkah, a newborn child. And says the Gemara, Chsuri Mechser Achtanim, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Shammai Machmer, Shammai was Machmer himself, or Masa Namiv Yodah Kalosah Shashammai Zokain. There was a story where the daughter-in-law of Shammai had a child, or Pichas and Meziva, and they opened up the roof, and Sichech Alamita B'Shvel Katan, and they made Schach over the bed because of the child, that the child should be able to sit in the sukkah. The Mefarshim explain that, as we said before, the Mashal said there was another child. The Aruch Lener says that Shammai held that this is Pshat in Teshvu Kein Tiduru, that the child is sleeping, and the child could sleep in a sukkah just like he could sleep in the house, and that's why even this newborn child should sleep in a sukkah immediately. I saw a vart from the Leif Simcha. The Leif Simcha says, the Pasuk says, Leman Yedu Derisechem, regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah. So he says, the words Leman Yedu Derisechem stand for Yeled. Even a Yeled should be brought into the Sukkah, Leman Yedu Derisechem, that they should realize the important, they should be part of this mitzvah of Sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shiva Sayamim, all 7 days of Sukkot, Adam Oisa Sukkosoi Kva, Obeisa Rai. He should make his real residence the Sukkah, and his temporary residence the home. So Mepharshim asks, what's the point of telling us Vibeisa Rai? Isn't the main point, or what we're trying to learn, is that he should make the Sukkah his main residence? So Mepharshim say that the Mishnah is going one step further. The Mishnah is teaching us, it's not just that you should make the Sukkah your main place. Recognize that Beis Yorai, recognize that the house is very secondary, and every time you think of where you're going to do something, think you're going to do it in the Sukkah. Yard Gsham, however, if rain comes into the Sukkah, Meimisai Mutta Lefanois, from when is he allowed to leave the Sukkah and go into his house? Mishatisrach Hamifra, from the when the porridge gets ruined from the drops of rain. Mishali Mashal, and what is this a mashal to? Lamad Davadaima, Leved Shabal Limzoik Kaisla Rabbi, an Eved that came to pour wine for his master, Vishafalai Kitan Aponov, and the master threw the wine back into his face. However, there's an interesting Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and says that you read this Hagishomim Betchilas HaSukkos, that when is rain a bad sign, says the Rambam, rain is a bad sign at the beginning of the Yontif, not the whole Yontif. So Mepharshim explain, what does the Rambam mean when he says that it's a bad sign at the beginning of Yontif? So I saw from Rav Chaim Berlin to explain that since on the first night there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, as we learned yesterday, k'zeir shavu from Pesach, to sit in the sukkah and eat the kazayis, so if it rains at the beginning of Sukkot, that's why it's a bad sign. On the rest of Yom Tov, it's not a bad sign. Another pshat that Avnei Nezer explains that the sukkah, as we learned, is a tashmish to kedusha. The sukkah becomes kadosh. At what moment does the sukkah become holy? At the moment Yontif begins. So he says, if at the moment Yontif begins, it's raining, so that prevents the kedusha from coming onto the sukkah, and that's what the Rambam is referring to. However, the Aruch Liner says in the Bikur Yaakov that what the Gemara here means to say, the rain falling is a bad sign, that's only if it wasn't raining before Sukkot. And then it's the first night of Sukkot, and all of a sudden, it begins to rain. But if it was raining before, and it just continues raining, that's not necessarily a bad sign. Adam Mepharshim I saw explain that this was only where they lived, in Eretz Yisrael, where it usually doesn't rain Sukkot time. But if it, where we live, where it can easily rain Sukkot time, it's not necessarily a proof that it's a bad sign. Tan Rabbanan, Kol Shiva Siyamim, Oidam Oysa Sukkosa Kva Beisarai. A person should make the Sukkah his fixed residence and his home temporary. Kaitzad, Hoyla Kalim Noim, if he has nice utensils, Maal Musukkah, bring him to the Sukkah. Oichel Vishoysa, should eat and drink, or Metayel, and relax, Sukkah in the Sukkah. Menani Mili, how do we notice? The Torah, Tan Rabbanan, Teishvu came to Duru. The Torah says Teishvu, like we explained, the Torah could have used the words Tiyu, besukas tiyu. Entirely rather uses the words betazukas teishvu to teach you that you should live, make it your residence. Mikan amru, kol shivas yomim, oisa odim sukasoi kva, obesa rai. Keitzad, hoiloi koyom noim, he has nice utensils, maun lusukka. Matsos nos, nice linens, maun lusukka. Oichel vishoisa, umetai besukka. Eat, drink, and relax in the sukka, umeshana besukka, and learn the sukka. And he asked the Gemara, that's not so, because Amar Rava Mikru Misnim Metalalta, learning Chumash and Mishnayis should be done in the Sukkah. V'tenuyei, however, learning Gemara
learning bi'iyun ba'metalal tishdan outside the sukkah, and says the Gemara like Hasha. Ha b'migris, when somebody's just reviewing what he already learned that he should do in the sukkah. Ha b'yunei, but if somebody has to analyze something he learned, that should be done. That can be done outside the sukkah. Ki ha d'rav bar chama, ki ha v'kaimi m'kamed Rav Chisda, when they would stand by Rav Chisda, merhatik b'mar b'hadeh adadi. They would learn the Gemara quickly, just to review. For ha d'mayini b'svara, and then they would analyze it, and the analysis requires much concentration, which cannot necessarily be accomplished in the sukkah, and therefore may be done outside the sukkah. But certainly, anything that can be done in the sukkah should be done in the sukkah. That's where a person should make his place of residence for the whole Yontif.